USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pennsylvania State Police say a man plowed his vehicle into people at a charity event Saturday night, then drove to a neighboring county near Scranton where he attacked a woman, killing her. Overall, two people died in the rampage. 17 were injured.
It's very unfortunate that this happened, and we want to compile all pieces to put this investigation together and do it thoroughly and as accurate as possibly be. This is a complete tragedy.
Trooper Anthony Petrosky with the Pennsylvania State Police. At least 35 people are dead and 45 injured after a fire broke out at an Egyptian church. The electrical fire started Sunday morning as some 5,000 people gathered for mass at the church in the city of Giza. Multiple agencies reporting a stampede was caused by the fire, according to sources. This is USA Radio News.
PaidForByGovernment.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Supporters of former President Trump continue to gather near Mar-a-Lago Resort following the unsealing of the warrant and property receipt regarding the recent FBI raid on Trump's Florida estate. The former president claiming everything taken was declassified. This as the president's attorney signed a letter saying there was nothing classified at the Mar-a-Lago estate. The raid and everything following it has Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden believing there's a double standard in the Department of Justice.
It seems as if the problem here is credibility from the higher-ups at Justice and the FBI, because history has shown us that they're not interested in prosecuting potential national security threats at the high level. Hillary Clinton's emails, for example, Hunter Biden, they've not been interested in anything, so they have a credibility problem.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. It's primary day in Wyoming and Alaska this Tuesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The health department in New York City has a message for folks after a virus was found in wastewater.
Health officials are urging people in New York City to be proactive after polio was found in wastewater samples. The disease was largely eradicated in the United States, but now it's believed to be circulating in the Big Apple once again. Dr. Mary Leahy, CEO of the Bon Secours Charity Health System, told CBS News that people need to take steps to make sure that it doesn't spread.
If we can go back to having very, very high standards with regard to making sure that people are vaccinated and making sure that the immunization rates are better, that's our best method of protection.
The overall polio vaccination rate in New York is 86% among children 5 and under. Officials are concerned about some city zip codes where fewer than two-thirds of kids have received the polio vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A U.S. Navy destroyer sunk by enemy fire during World War I may have finally been found off the coast of England. The U.S. Naval History and Heritage Command saying a group of divers from the UK found what is believed to be the wreckage of the USS Jacob Jones. The ship sank in December of 1917 after being hit by a torpedo from a German submarine. The divers say they didn't remove anything from the wreckage site after finding it and will now work with the U.S. Embassy on the next steps. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.